Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 30th, 2019. Hello, October, tomorrow.
30 days, half September.
Oh, wow. Prime Lifetime should arrive any moment. I think they said right around 8 to 8:30. So we'll have thousands of the October editions of the Prime Lifetimes coming in. And
I got to tell you, the front page main title of this month's Prime Lifetime says, Some Good News. So read it. We all need it.
Some good news coming up soon. So, well, I have a lot of good news. There's a lot of activities going on here at the Great News Radio Center or out and about in the community. And let me highlight two things. If you were tuned in Friday, you heard us pitch it a bunch of times, but we're excited about the CHM Bible Theater production of The Good News, a community gospel stage play. And it's happening at Pastor Jason's church, the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. And so if you're tuned in Friday, we talked about how God uses the arts and uses drama in unique ways, and even referenced how many times the prophets of old in the Old Testament acted out or used props and did different things, tore their clothes. Jason referenced the one time when the prophet actually walked around naked.
I know. Whenever I hear someone say they're a prophet, I'm like, you sure? You sure you want to be? Have you read that stuff?
So that's happening this Friday. There's a showing at 7 p.m. and then two showings, two presentations on Saturday, 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $15, and it's well worth it. I've seen it twice, and I'm going to attend this Friday night again because it's well worth it. You're supporting a faith-based nonprofit community group that's wanting to do excellent in theater productions, and it's God-honoring. It's a lot of scripture. I think you'll be encouraged by the different characters, the different actors and actresses, and it'll be a great showing. So it's this Friday, October 4th, 7 p.m., and then two showings on Saturday, October 5th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and you can find out more at chmbibletheater.org, chmbibletheater.org, or you can call 217-407-3022, 217-407-3022. 407-3022. And if you want to know more, you can also listen to Friday's edition of Mark and Friends. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And the whole 23-minute program, we talk about the show and the unique ways God has used it in the past. And, I think you'll be real blessed.
It's coming right up.
Coming up this Friday and Saturday.
And you are a professional drama theater sound editor. You did it.
And actor.
Line. Let's not go there. Your line.
You got it, boss.
Yes, we know your line.
But lines, those are two lines.
You said the same thing twice.
No, the second time is you got it, boss.
Okay.
It was just you got it the first time.
I'm glad we're getting this cleared
up. What was my stage name in A Wonderful Life?
The bouncer.
I was the bouncer in the bar.
Did you have a name? You had a name?
Yeah, I was.
I don't know.
Where's that CD? Do I have one of them in here?
So you're so excited about those two lines.
And
I was trying to praise you or give you a compliment about the hours you spent sound editing.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Whole thing. But I'm glad you were so happy with your two lines.
Well,
I only had one.
Yeah, Vinny. Was I Vinny? Vinny the bouncer.
We should look it up.
Yeah, that's all. I need that. I don't have that above me here. Yeah. Well, anyways, which leads me to another announcement. I wasn't going to share it yet, but I'm working with Kate Freeman, the director of the Great News Radio Theater.
I love Kate. I love you, Kate.
Kate is passionate, and I'm excited that she's all in. The production will be about a year or so away.
Whoa.
But it's a lot involved. I think we're going to need 39 to 50 cast members.
This is serious.
I'm going to let Kate be interviewed and
You'll
talk about it. But
it'll
be a whole big group of us again, like It's a Wonderful Life. I think we had 49 different actors and people
this
involved.
This is so exciting.
But we're going to be all in a few months. We'll be announcing that, and Kate will be doing a casting call, and it'll involve involve sound effects and a whole drama, something that's very famous. I don't think it's ever been done in the United States yet with the scripting and everything that
this
she's
is a build up.
Right. I think there's like a $4,000 budget that we're going to be trying to raise specifically for this, because Kate has to get approval of the scripts and the sound and the music and everything. But it's going to be something that's going to bless many, many people. So
this is exciting.
Yeah, we'll talk about that pretty soon. So, and it being Memorization Monday, we'll get to our special new verse for the week and
we're
reading
there.
Out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. But for those of you that were at the Pregnancy Resource Center fundraiser, that also includes Mercy's Refuge, they mentioned that the Ball brothers were going to be coming to town.
And you said Jim Gunther knows them.
Oh, Jim Gunther knows
all
the Southern Gospel. He knows all the big wigs in the music industry.
From when he was young, he met them. It's amazing.
He's like Mr. Hobnob.
Oh.
I mean, he gets to know all these people. They befriend him.
Well, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, well, next thing you know, he's lugging in their sound system.
And that, too. They probably appreciate that, too.
Yeah. He's a hard worker, and he's helped out many stage crew and logistics and all that. Well, anyways, the Ball brothers will be coming in on Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m., so I guess almost exactly a month away. And they will be putting on a special presentation at the Virginia Theater. It's a ticketed event, and there'll be funds raised for Mercy's Refuge and the Pregnancy Resource Center of Champaign. So they'll be great. They're well-known, tight harmonies. And the Ball Brothers, if you know anything about Southern Gospel, you know that it's a great group. So.
Well, I was telling you how much I loved listening to the Booth Brothers, and you said the Ball Brothers are really great,
Yeah, they're
too.
Right up in
yeah,
there.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice
That's
evening.
That's worth going to.
Yeah, they've been with the Gaithers and just very well-known and traveled throughout the country. So music that spans the generations.
That's great.
So get your tickets for Friday, November 1st, 7 p.m. presentation at the Virginia Theater. VIP artist circle seating is $25, and then reserved ticket seating is $19. So you can get them at the Virginia Theater box office or stopping by thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, and this is being put on by the Champaign Pregnancy Resource Center, and that's going to help raise funds for Mercy's Refuge. So
that's great.
Yeah, there's a couple different announcements, things that you can participate and be a part in. And again, I mentioned this last weekend, but the Singing Men will be launching into Christmas music. And so, men, if you want to make a 2 or 3 month commitment to join us, we'll have 2 Christmas concerts, one at the Village Mall in Danville, and that'll be on Saturday, December 14th, and then a week later on Saturday, December 21st at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So the Singing Men of GNN will be singing, and it'd be a great time, men, if you can only commit to just say 2, 3, 4 months of singing with us. Now would be a great time to join us. We meet at 7 p.m. tonight at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. So come join us and enjoy this great men's fellowship each and every Monday night.
What a great gift the Singing Men have been to so many people.
Yeah, 21 years now.
So. Think of all the people their singing has affected.
Thousands. Yep, and just the commitment that the men have as far as a fellowship and holding each other accountable and joyful Monday nights. We always have a little devotional thought, but a lot of rivalry between the basses and the tenors. And
for years you had Sweet Marjorie Ketchum.
Oh, yeah. The
Wonderful
cookie lady.
Cookies.
Yep. So, yeah, we have so many memories. In fact, Huey Freeman at one point was working on a book with some of the men's testimonies and sort of an overview on how it all got started and launched. And I've shared that story many times over the air.
Yeah.
But we're still working that out. It takes a lot of time.
Ahead.
And yep. So
more to come.
More to come. Well, it's Monday, which means it's Memorization Monday, this being our 29th week of verses.
Yeah.
Actually, more than half a year between the readings and the intro and having Robert Morgan interviewed.
Yeah, there were 10 programs of just the introduction and how to go about it and then
the importance
interview.
Of reading. Yeah. So this is the verse for this week, 1 Peter 1:3. And incidentally, we do have 4 copies of the book still available here $10. Yeah,
oh, wow,
I ordered some more.
There's so many
went out.
So,
yeah, I think over 200 different people have purchased the book. So $10 here at the Great News Radio Center. And you can start anytime. God's Word is timeless. So if you start memorizing with us right now, that's great. And this is a great verse. It's 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So, wow, there's a lot of content in there.
Yeah, there
Praise
is.
Be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3.
Okay, and here is Robert J. Morgan's book. And this section is titled Praise with a subtitle Worship and Thanksgiving. So we're going to have a few scriptures about that. Chapter 29, 1 Peter 1:3. You just read it. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise God.
Amen and amen.
Yes. All right. If you were a sentence, mm-hmm. what mark of punctuation would follow you?
Oh,
now, we got to stop right here. Just for a moment, just for one split second at this. I'm going to ask you this question at the end, Mark. I'm going to ask you this question. If you were a sentence, what mark of punctuation would follow your sentence? Okay, now I'm going to continue. Okay. Is your life a question mark because you're without answers? A comma because you're in transition? A period for everything's at a standstill? Or a dash because you're in a continual rush? This verse can put an exclamation point to our lives. It's a verse of praise. It begins with blessed be, and in the translation we read praise be. It's a verse of worship centered around the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a verse of joy, for He has given us new birth into a living hope. It's a verse of victory based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's easy to memorize because it unfolds by itself and automatically divides into five great exclamations. And they are, 1, praise God. In the Greek, Peter begins with blessed be and didn't come up for air until the end of verse 12. Mm-hmm. It's one long sentence. English translations chop this passage into a dozen or so sentences, but in the original, you get a sense of Peter's nonstop exuberance.
Thank God for people like Peter.
I know it. I agree. Number 2, great mercy. The reason for his excitement is God's great mercy. Peter had a lot of oops in his past. He could have kept on beating himself up, but he knew all his sins had been washed away by a flood tide of mercy.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot about Peter through that book, St. Peter's Principle, and the fact that God uses the unlikely, those of us that have failed or fallen short, because we trust in Him, and He uses those that are incapable, if you will, to make them capable.
Yeah.
It's through His empowerment, His gifting, His leading, His organization of the details or bringing things together, and He delights in that. And that way, we don't take credit for it.
You've got me reading that book, and it's a huge blessing.
Yeah.
Number 3, new birth. That leads to the third exclamation, He has given us a new birth. Jesus Himself used this analogy when He spoke to a Jewish leader in John 3. That's Nicodemus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Telling him, you must be born again.
Yeah.
Number 4, living hope. The new birth leads to living hope. Peter wasn't just speaking of an uplifting intangible. In the next verse, he describes, quote, an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorrupted and unfading, kept in heaven for you, end quote. We have a yearning for eternal life in a real place with meaningful activity and worshipful living, heaven. That's what mercy provides. Number 5, risen Savior. It's through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. When Jesus died, He assumed the guilt that belongs to us. When He rose, He defeated sin, death, hell, and the grave. No wonder Peter began his book with the praise word blessed. He saw the risen Christ, and it instantly changed his gloom to joy. When he later wanted to write the letter of 1 Peter, he began with the excitement of Easter. Peter wrote this letter approximately 3 decades after Christ's resurrection, yet his excitement was unabated. He still felt the exuberance he had experienced years before, as though it had happened yesterday. For Peter, every day was Easter.
You know, that's interesting, and I've never really thought about it, but 3 decades later, he's writing some of these things, and like you're saying here, he was still excited and passionate, you know, because there is a tendency for maybe most of us, you know, we come to Christ, we're all excited, we're telling our friends, we're witnessing, we're sharing, and then there's that period or tendency where it can wane, or, you know, we wake up, we're grateful for God.
Right.
I think most everyone that's tuned in would say they're grateful for their salvation, but it's not that same energy or energetic, I need to tell people today, I'm so passionate about what he did for me, died for my sins. And here Peter, 30 plus years maybe later, you know, recounting these things, and like he says, very excited still.
And it lends a lot of credence, that excitement lends a lot of credence to the fact of the resurrection, because to see someone murdered and know they were murdered, know where their grave is, and then see them in front of you. I mean, that's like the most shocking thing imaginable. You know, he uses the word Easter here, and I know it's becoming very popular in a lot of circles now to not use that word because it's kind of a pagan word, and to use the word Resurrection Sunday, which I like because it really speaks to our faith, the resurrection. Okay, here's a quote by John MacArthur.
And this is Closing Out 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, chapter 29.
The resurrection is the pivot on which all of Christianity turns. Without the resurrection, Christianity would be just so much wishful thinking, taking its place alongside all other human philosophy and religious speculation. John MacArthur.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yes,
without
it is.
The resurrection.
Paul says that.
I've shared this before. I remember one time being at this party with a bunch of Jewish friends, and it was around Easter time, and somebody looked directly at me and says, "You don't believe in like this Easter story, do you?" And I was like, and my answer was, all of Christianity hinges on this. If he didn't rise from the dead, isn't living and alive today, then in a sense our faith is for naught. I mean, it's like worthless. And he looked at me big-eyed, like he'd maybe never met or talked with somebody that very sincerely believed, oh, absolutely, this is true. This is a fact. I'd bank my life on it, my eternity, my eternal destiny is because he's alive, and I very much believe that. And, you know, I didn't convince him, but he was certainly convinced that I sincerely, wholeheartedly believed it with every fiber of my, you know, being.
Yeah, good, and, Mark. That's a pivotal thing. I mean, it's major. It's the faith. It's the gospel.
Well, and this is such a good verse because it packs so many of these things in here, these principles. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, so we're worshiping him, or Peter, right in the sense, is praising God. But he's just not this God out there. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Know.
Now, there's that mystery because there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But God the Father is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity. God is the Father. God is sovereign over all, but we have the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just this individual, this person. He is Lord and Savior. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in God's great mercy, he has given us new birth, birth into a living hope. So it's just not a hope that's unmaterialized.
Always out there, kind of wishful thinking.
This is a living hope, an actual hope, because of the resurrection. Here it says, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because he rose from the dead.
Forerunner, firstborn, resurrected from the dead. It's very, very, very exciting.
Yeah, this is a great verse. 1 Peter 1:3. I've said it a number of times today, but this bears repeating, and let's all think about it today. 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He rose from the dead, everyone. He's living and active today. One of my favorite things about visits to Israel, the Holy Land, we go into the Garden Tomb area that represents quite possibly where Jesus, where he was buried and put in a tomb. And the guide will always say, you're going to walk in there, you're going to look for his body, but he's no longer there. He rose from the dead. Yeah. You know, I've talked to him this morning. So we all smile because he is living. He's accessible. He's caring. He's available. He yeah. wants to be a part of your life, your day. He wants to walk with you. He wants to give you insights. And through the Holy Spirit, the gift that he offers, what do they call it? That paraclete, the yeah. counselor.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can have wisdom and
Spirit
insight. Yeah, the Spirit of God can abide in us, lead us, guide us, help us through the day, help us connect with God the Father. I mean, the Christian walk is an exciting journey. And I'm glad Peter, 30 years removed, was still excited to talk about it. Hopefully that would be true for all of us.
Oh, seeing such a thing? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that we get to read about it, and his word is living and active, and we get to think about it, and we get to talk to him, interact with him this very day.
He's alive right now.
Yeah. And it's accessible to all of us.
Yeah.
And maybe you're at a point where you haven't personalized that relationship, you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, you haven't come to the point where you recognize you're a sinner in need of a Savior, but God is accessible this very day. He delights in you. He created you. You're not here by chance or circumstance or
right.
just because primordial slime from eons ago evolved and suddenly we're just happened to be here.
That takes a lot more faith.
Yeah, a lot more faith to believe that.
That intelligence, an intelligent being, a creator, loves you and made you.
Yeah. In fact, during our English conversation class on Thursday, this past Thursday, Nancy Miller was leading. She does a Bible study. She's taking
like
a run
her.
Through the whole Bible.
Yeah.
And one of the persons says, well, how do you explain evolution? So Nancy said, well, we could spend hours talking about that, but one thing, and she gave that illustration of the watch, that there was a designer behind it. Like if you walked along the seashore and you found a watch,
you wouldn't assume it just
just happened there. And then she said, so you know how intricate this watch is, and she gave an example. Like, say, all the pieces were apart, and you put it in a bag, and you just shook it. I mean, you could shake it for years and years and years, and it wouldn't just all of a sudden fit together perfectly, and everything came to being.
Right. Not to mention, where would you get the pieces?
Anyways, it was pretty good. But we do serve a living Lord, and there's a creator God behind it all. And he designed and created you. He was the only one that can bring life into this world. So if you exist, whether you believe it or not, it's because there's a God behind you, and he desires to know you, and he's made a way. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer for all of our ills, our sins, our shortfalls, and our eternity. So we would pray that if you have some questions about having a relationship with Father God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. And these are trained counselors that would love to talk with you, engage in a conversation about what it means to follow God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, can you trust the Bible, any kind of question you have, they will answer or do their best. They're really great people. 1-888-NEED-HIM. All right, well, it's a great start to a new week. Here we are. It's Monday. Tomorrow it becomes October, believe it or not.
I know.
Our Prime Life Times papers will be out, so be looking for them. I hope you're enjoying reading the various stories and articles and interviews and having fun with the puzzles and games and the humor. And it's a great paper, and we're making great inroads throughout Illinois and Indiana and beyond. Gosh, we're receiving photographs from people out of state, out of country.
I know.
Somebody that took the Prime Life Times paper to Israel.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's great.
We're going to have some really fun additions in the days
ahead. Well, and Mark Kluger, I just have to say this. This is just mind-boggling. Took a picture, or had someone take a picture of him at Iceberg Lake, which is in Glacier Park, and all that. It's very interesting. But there were two grizzly bears behind him, and he had to take it real quick because they had to get away. I'm like, no, that's too much.
Yeah, grizzly bears were thinking about lunch.
Yeah, I know.
Mark used some insight there. Yeah, time to leave. Oh, yeah. So it's Monday, a new week, soon to be a new month. And we just pray that God continues to woo you to himself, whether you're a senior saint or maybe a skeptic that's just starting on your faith journey. Draw near to God, and I promise you he'll draw near to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.